KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Spare and 20. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Thursday, January 4th. News brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning. Another sunny day today with highs in the mid-40s. One of those suspended Chickasha school administrators is back at work. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
At First National Bank and Trust Company, we have a 125-year legacy of protecting our customers.
Wait a minute, Randy. It's 2018. Whatever you used 100 years ago won't work against thieves today.
Thanks, John, but I wasn't here 100 years ago.
Ha! That's not what your kids say. Seriously, smart thieves use the internet and new technologies to steal money. And worse, to steal people's identities. What can First National Bank do about that?
Okay, John, seriously. FNBT is proud to announce the new 360 account with Ultimate ID, one of a dozen great features in our new premium consumer checking account. Open an FNBT 360 account and your enrollment and Ultimate ID is included at no extra charge. Get 3 bureau monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. All this, no extra charge.
Hey, that's pretty cool for an old guy.
First National Bank, member FDIC.
At least one of those suspended Chickasha school administrators has been reinstated. Athletic Director Johannes Brown was back in the office yesterday, more than 2 weeks after he and several others had been placed on paid leave. Brown even attended last night's special school board meeting where a number of well-wishers welcomed his return. The fate of the other suspended employees still not known. Pam Huggins, Pete Bush, Greg Hackney, Stacy Crutchfield, all suspended with pay along with Brown last month, pending investigations by school officials and lawyers. A school attorney said they were looking into allegations of embezzlement and failure to report child abuse. It was another standing room only crowd attending last night's special school board meeting where new board member Jenny Howell was sworn in.
I, Jenny Howell, hereby declare,
under oath, that
I will faithfully perform
the duties of member
of the Board of Education
of Chickasha School District
number I-001.
Howell being sworn in by school board clerk Laura Martin last night. Now, before the meeting, there were reports that there was going to be another school board member that might resign, but that didn't happen. There was an item on the agenda to consider any pending resignations, but there were none. The full board was in attendance last night. Julie Hibbard had been absent the two previous special meetings. After a closed-door meeting that lasted about an hour and 20 minutes last night, the school board unanimously approved the hiring of a firm to perform a forensic audit of school finances at the recommendation of the U.S. Department of Education. The panel also hired a law firm to serve as the board's legal advisor in upcoming administrative hearings, hearings that are believed to be held to decide the fate of the remaining suspended employees. More cool news coming right up.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now. 224-0184.
Some revisions to the City of Chickasha's special use permits include potential development of apartments in the downtown area. City Councilman Howard Carpenter wanted to make sure that the change was clear that no apartments could be built on the ground floor when the council discussed the items in their meeting earlier this week.
Shouldn't we be a little more specific on that if we're going to exclude the first floor? Go into more detail than just saying above ground level, because the first floor is ground level.
City Manager John Noblet said the proposal would not allow apartments to be built in basements or on the ground floor. The measure passed with an 8-1 vote, with Councilman Mark Keeling voting against the measure. A Lindsay truck driver last in serious condition after the Peterbilt he was driving ran off a county road and crashes into a tree. 34-year-old Ty Corners airlifted to an Oklahoma City hospital after last night's crash, suffering from head, arm, and leg injuries. The accident happened about 4 miles south of Valak just before 7:30 last night. The Highway Patrol reports Corners was driving at an unsafe speed when the truck ran off the road and into the tree. A discussion regarding the impact that small business has on the national level will be coming up later this month. John Gonzalez with the United States Chamber of Commerce, the guest at the first 2018 morning program with the Chickasha Chamber of Commerce. The program coming up next Friday, January 12th at Interurban. Breakfast will start at 7:30. The program starts about 8 o'clock. Cost is $10 per person. You're asked to RSVP Mark Rath at the Chickasha Chamber office if you'd like to attend. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange up to $61.63 a barrel, and London-based Brent crude climbs to $67.84. Natural gas down to $3.01 per million BTUs. Gold is $1,314, silver $17.17. Our weather forecast calling for sunshine today and not a whole lot of wind today, and we'll have cool temps. We'll have a high in the mid-40s once again. Right now, it's fair and 20 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line at 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Galleria Furniture, where style and comfort are always affordable, announced the New Year's sale. The King for a Queen. The Englander Select model mattress set that's compatible with an adjustable bed frame. A King for a Queen price. 20% off all closeout mattress sets, including a large selection of recliners and lift chairs. Delivery and financing is available. Open 7 days a week. Galleria Furniture, Chickasha, 3420 South 4th Street.
Galleria, Galleria.
In sports, plenty of basketball to check out in the region this weekend. A lot of tournaments, including the 10th annual Chickasha High School Classic that gets underway this morning at the CHS Sports Arena, as does the Chickasha 7th grade tournament, and that'll be this weekend at Myers Fieldhouse. At the high school tournament, four top 20 ranked teams in the boys bracket: undefeated Northwest Classen, the number 3 ranked team in 5A, Duncan ranked number 18 in 5A, and a couple of Texas teams ranked in the top 25 in their divisions: Wichita Falls Hershey, number 14 in their class, and they're back in the tournament this year, and a new team from the Lone Star State, Decatur, which is ranked number 24 in their division. The Chickasha Fighting Chicks open up against Cash tonight. Neither of those teams ranked in Class 4A. The Chicks are 3-6. Cash is 7-2, including an upset over number 12 ranked Anadarko early this week. For the girls, a couple of ranked teams in the mix, including top seed UConn, ranked number 18 in 6A, and Lawton Mack, which is number 6 in 5A. The Lady Chicks opened their tournament with Cash as well tonight. Lady Chicks just 1-6, their lone win coming against Southeast last month. Cash is 3-6, but one of their victories is a win over number 18, Ada. At Myers Fieldhouse, as we mentioned, the 7th grade tournament getting underway this morning. Teams from Pioneer, Blanchard, Anadarko, Noble, Moore, and Cash are competing. Chickasha boys and girls both play Noble this afternoon. The Rush Springs Black Diamond Tournament resumes today with the girls' semifinals, Rush Springs versus Walters, Velma Alma versus Central. The boys' consolation semifinals today, Rush Springs versus Warika, and Central versus Wayne. The 29th annual Longhorn Classic getting underway today in Alec with Ninnakah, Cement, Verdon, and Mountain View Goaty Bow among the teams playing there. The Anadarko Tournament getting underway today as well, featuring several area teams, including Blanchard, Sorrel, and Fort Cobb Broxton. Amber Pocasset, Minko, and Carnegie all playing in the Hinton Tournament. And in Apache, where they are christening a brand new field house that just opened up last month, the inaugural Sand Hills Invitational with Gracemont, Riverside, and Fletcher among the teams playing. Round one of Bedlam basketball goes to 7th-ranked Oklahoma Sooners in a 109-89 rout over Oklahoma State in Norman last night. The Sooners' Trey Young nearly had a triple-double, 27 points, 10 assists, and 9 rebounds. OU's other freshman, Brady Manick, led the Sooners with 28 points. OSU got 16 points from Tavares Shine and 15 from Jeffrey Carroll. Out west, the Oklahoma City Thunder take down the LA Lakers 133-96 at the Staples Center. four Thunder players, Russell Westbrook, Paul George, Carmelo Anthony, and 19-year-old rookie Terrence Ferguson, all dropped in 20 or more points. The Thunder back in action tonight in L.A. against former OU standout Blake Griffin and the L.A. Clippers. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning brought to you by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning and the First National Bank and Trust.